Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Hardeep Walia is here. He's back. Hardeep is a friend of ours. He's a member of our Brain Trust, the co-founder and the CEO of Motif Investing. He's had a lot of experience in this area. Worked for Microsoft for a long time, helping them on the team that did their Microsoft's investments and acquisitions. He's got many years' experience as an entrepreneur, and now he has this new company, Motif Investing, which is a different way of looking at investing. And we're going to get him to talk to us a little bit more about that. Hardeep Walia, welcome back.
Thanks for having me again, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Good to have you back. Hey, Hardeep. Remind the audience about what Motif Investing is. I mean, it's the name of your company, but it's also a strategy, isn't it?
Absolutely. So if you think about investing today, investing is just very expensive. You end up spending 2-3% in fees to put your money to work in a market where, you know, even the best of exiters expect 3-5%. So you're putting in most of your expected return to paying in fees. And investing for many people is very intimidating, and people naturally, as humans, we think conceptually. So what we do is we take ideas that you see in your daily lives and we create motifs, baskets of stocks that are intelligently weighted to connect to real-world ideas that you see in your daily life. So they could be anything from healthy foods, there's a trend, or you know, an unfortunate trend is the growing obesity rates in our country. How do you think about investing? And we do a lot of the work for you so you can think conceptually and not worry about how do I pick stocks.
Let me give you an example that doesn't bother me, but some people might be put off by it a little bit. But it's a real live investing example, and that I saw the other day, and I wish I had paid more attention to this. And this is the run up of stock prices for the personal protection companies.
Right.
We call it
guns, guards, and gates.
There you go. But especially, there were three companies that I saw the other day who make pistols and make ammunition. And in the last 4 years, since President Obama's been in the White House, their stock has gone up 600-800%. So they would be in a basket of, as you say, what'd you call them, guns, guards, and gates or something?
Gates.
Yeah,
yes.
so that would have been a motif, like a motif, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. And so what we do is instead of buying individual stocks, and there's a lot of risk to buying individual stocks, just like some people like to buy mutual funds and ETFs, we like to put things into motifs, baskets of 30 stocks. And the advantage is you see what you're investing in, where a lot of funds don't really tell you. It's very low cost. So if you want to, instead of paying 2-3% every year, we charge you a $9 commission to buy 30 stocks, and whether you're putting $250 to work or $100,000 to work, it still costs you $9.
So if I buy $200, so if I give you $1,000, it costs me $9. If I give you $10,000 to invest in those in 30 stocks, it costs me $9.
Yes.
Wow.
And so think about comparing that, and there are no annual management fees. And then the great thing about what we do is if you don't like what's in your motif, you can change it. You can't do that with a mutual fund or an ETF.
Right. No, you can't do that. Somebody else decides that.
Yes.
Yeah. So how would someone pick a motif?
Well, I think it depends.
Do you guys have baskets you already make available, right? If they don't want to choose, if they'd like to let you help them with that?
Yeah, we have over 90 baskets right now that you can go, motifs that you can pick. And so people experience things in their daily lives. You know, you might be reading about the trends in health foods. You might be reading about what's going on in New York with Bloomberg's whole, you know, soda campaign or anti-soda campaign. And you might say, hey, that might make a good investment. Or, you know, as we were talking about, obesity rates are really high. You know, does that make a good investment? And investing
So maybe that would, if the motif logic would be, and I'm not picking on anybody, folks. I'm just talking about the logic. The motif logic would be maybe I pull out of sugar and aluminum cans and I go into healthcare centers or something like that, or diet nutritional stocks.
Yeah, and I think tying back to the selection, I mean, we've got different views on food. Simple things like food. Some people believe that you should be allowed to eat whatever you want, and junk food is a right. It's a freedom.
Right.
And so we have a motif for that called junk foods. And other people say, it is about health foods. We do have healthcare issues, and it is time for our country to come together and start eating healthy. And then we have a healthy foods motif for those people. So we make it really easy at the conceptual level. I really believe in these ideas. Now I want to invest in them. We make it super easy to do.
So talk to us. How long have you been doing this?
So we started about 2 years ago, and we launched in June of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're one of those Silicon Valley startups, and we've got some terrific set of investors, and we've launched, and things are going really well.
And so what is your business model?
We make money off trading commissions. So when we charge you $9.95 to buy 30 stocks, we've got a set of proprietary patent-pending technology that brings down the cost of trading. So whereas you might spend $9 per stock somewhere else at another brokerage firm, we have two insights. One is we want to make investing super easy and accessible. And so we've got customers who are very savvy customers who like our platform simply because they don't have a lot of time, and they want to put their money to work very quickly and very cheaply.
Right.
And we've also got a lot of newbie investors who say, you know what, I'm a doctor, and I know everything about minimally invasive surgery and biotech, and I can invest in things I know, but I also believe in an index approach. And so I don't want to pick stocks, but these are indexes, and they like the fact that these are diversified indexes that they can actually reach out and understand.
Right, right. So, do you offer research? Is there research on your website to help people if they want to find out if they've got an idea, they have a motif in mind, they can go to your site and do some research on that?
Absolutely. I mean, investing, its very nature is simply about I'm risking capital for an expected return, and I want to understand the risk. I want to understand the rewards. We make it super easy for you to get good insights, and there are a lot of charts and data that you can play around with to make sure you understand the issues at the motif level and even at the stock level. There's a ton of research on our site.
And so, and give us the website.
It's www.gomotif.com.
All right, so check that out. Hardeep Walia and I will be right back after these messages. I'm going to ask Hardeep when we come back, what's the future of Wall Street? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.